Hey, David Collada is with us on the Lisa Dent Show. He's the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. Who conducted that study? I'm sure you saw the study that was released today that said this is a sign of utility corruption in Illinois. It was a report issued by three groups critical of the fossil fuel industry. Is there corruption when it comes to utilities in Illinois, in your viewpoint, David?
Well, we've certainly had a history of far more corruption than we would like to see, which, of course, we'd like to see zero. So there's certainly been that history. I think, you know, the biggest issue that we're facing now is that there is an increasing affordability crisis when it comes to utility service, particularly with regards to heating, to natural gas. Because when you look at the volatile natural gas prices and you combine that with what has been really overspending on behalf of our state's utilities, you have a situation where large parts of the region, they can't afford to pay their monthly bills. And that's a situation that's only likely to get worse. And so we really need to be thinking about what can we do to give consumers affordable and more environmentally sound options to meet their heating needs.
So this report cited ComEd and Nicor Gas as the extreme examples. They said that there were more shutoffs in 2022 than in 2021. It said ComEd canceled service for over 225,000 accounts through October of last year. That's up 27% from the same 10 months in the prior year. And so it is an issue where people just can't afford to pay their bills.
Yeah, there's no question that it's tough out there for a lot of consumers. I mean, I will say that part of it is that during the the heights of COVID, utilities and justifiably so, the Illinois Commerce Commission, at the request of the Attorney General and CUB and the City of Chicago, enforced strict regulations to make sure that no one essentially was cut off and disconnected. So some of this is just simply coming off of a little bit off of COVID, and there's going to be more, disconnections. But, the underlying issue is that, we do have affordability issues out there, more so on the gas side than the electric side, but they're there on the electric side too. And I think that certainly we needed to be doing more as a community, as a state, as a city to help consumers out.
Before we get to the point where there is a disconnection, you usually are late on bills, you get charged late charges. Is there any estimation on what the utility companies make on late charges?
Well, it varies. Certainly we've seen People's Gas has been making quite a bit of money off of late charges. And at the end of the day, in theory, when they file a rate case, it all evens itself out. So it's not like it's a long-term profit center to charge late fees. But it is indicative of the fact that that folks are struggling and having a more and more difficult time paying their bills. In the city of Chicago right now, for example, 20% of People's Gas customers really are structurally never going to be able to pay their bills. And that's a situation that's likely only going to get worse. And we have to confront that honestly, because we can't just keep throwing money at a system if it's fundamentally unaffordable.
And is it illegal to turn off unpaid utilities in the winter? It is for gas, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not illegal per se, but there are temperature restrictions. So when it's really cold out, and conversely, when it's really hot out in the summer with electricity because of air conditioning, there are restrictions on cutoffs. I will say that as a general rule, utilities, they're not out there clamoring to shut people off, because one thing people don't quite understand often is that, utilities don't lose money if people don't pay their bills. Ultimately, those are socialized expenses, so all other consumers pick it up. But at the end of the day, we want to avoid shutoffs. We want to make sure that utility service is affordable and environmentally sustainable.
David Collada is executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. We're talking about a report put out by three groups critical of the fossil fuel industry today, talking about utility corruption in Illinois and the amount of shutoffs. What can we do to save money when it comes to gas? I read something today, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, keep your thermostat at 68, and if you want maximum efficiency, You should choose 8 hours during the day that you turn the temperature down between 7 and 10 degrees, which would be, you know, anywhere from 58 to 61, which seems awful cold to me.
Yeah, that seems awfully cold. And you know, to be honest, we always start is energy efficiency. And there are lots of low cost and even no cost actions, and utilities actually have programs to help cover the costs of a lot of them, that you can invest. Just simple things like sealing cracks around windows and doors can save you a surprising amount of money, while not, you know, reducing comfort. So certainly we encourage folks, you know, to look to see what energy efficiency programs they can take advantage of. To the extent if you're low or moderate income, there is LIHEAP funding and other kinds of assistance that could be out there. But, you know, I think in the medium term, we need to have a policy structure that encourages more affordable, cleaner, and cheaper forms of heat. And one of the things that's really exciting right now is that electric heat pumps, which essentially are kind of like air conditioners that work in reverse too, are getting much, much, much better as far as their performance in cold weather. And they're also getting cheaper and cheaper, so much cheaper, in fact, right now, that if you're basically, if your furnace is kaput or you're building a new place, you're going to be much better off going with that electric heat pump, just simply because gas is that much more unaffordable. Doesn't mean that electricity is necessarily affordable, but it is cheaper. And I think, you know, ultimately that's kind of the future. Doesn't mean we're getting rid of gas, but it does mean we have to give people, you know, more affordable options and options that are better for public health and the environment.
Thank you for joining us, David. We appreciate your work.
Thank you.
CitizensUtilityBoard.org if you need some help or want to figure out what your bill means, you know, maybe some tips on how to get maximum efficiency out of what you're doing. Were you in the bathroom or did you hear Steve throwing you under the bus? That caller wanted to know, Kevin, whether it's a new era of football, whether the days of Brady and Rodgers are over. And Steve said that Rodgers was your favorite quarterback.
Look, he's wearing the green and gold jersey again today.
Steve.
I love that.
A listener texting claiming to see me at a bar in a Rodgers jersey, which is false, and that is fake news, folks. It does feel that way, though, right? I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert with the Chargers, and maybe Justin Fields is a part of that, too, the younger generation of quarterback. I think Rodgers still has a lot of years ahead of him. I don't know how much he still wants to play, but between Rodgers and Brady, we got to figure out where those two are going, because that actually could affect what happens in the draft and things like that, too. So I'm hoping that doesn't play out too long with those two. But yeah, it's definitely Patrick Mahomes' league at this point.
Absolutely. Hey, coming up, if you homeschool your kids, yeah, there's a curriculum, but within that, you can teach them whatever you choose. And some people are choosing to teach them how to be wonderful Nazis. It's a story I read this morning. My heart sunk. We'll share the details with you, and then we'll talk to Michael Taylor, the publisher of the South Suburban News, who is focused on the missing women and girls on Chicago's South Side. Pretty crazy numbers and, I don't know, frightening. But that's after Steve's news, coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.